And now it's time for Scotland Hometown Happenings as we talk to Peggy, our roving reporter from the Scotland Journal, heard every Friday afternoon at 4:20. This weekly show is made possible in part by Dakota Plains Egg, Flowers and More, the Scotland School District, Farmers and Merchant State Bank, and the Rec Bar. It is our weekly Friday visit. We head down to Scotland with Peggy, Scotland Hometown Happenings. Peggy, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
You out of the deep freeze yet or not?
Well, the sun's shining. Does that count?
I guess. It's a positive.
It's not as cold as it was yesterday, so I'll take it.
You know it's cold when you take something out of the fridge and take it outside and it freezes outside.
Yeah, exactly.
It's colder outside than it is in your refrigerator. So, yes. Yeah. What do we got going on here? You were busy in Pier there, but what do we got going on here this week?
Well, tonight we have a doubleheader with Wagner, and the JV matches for the boys and girls will start at 5, and then it will be the varsity girls and boys.
And wrestlers are going to be in Wagner, too.
They are. That'll be tomorrow. But before you go to the games, we have a fundraiser tonight. So we want everybody to come hungry and eat baked potatoes or walking tacos from 4:30 to 7 in the community room. This is for our band boosters.
There we go. Go to the game, eat some food, help out the band here today. Yes. Weekend looks like a pretty busy weekend.
It is. Tomorrow evening will be the Lesterville Community Center's Ribs and Rock and Roll. They'll serve ribs from 5 to 8 and then have the music by the Huckleberry Band. And if you want to participate, call Cheryl Bowder at 605-661-8209.
And I smell bacon. Where do I have to go to get the bacon?
This is a new thing that the VFW is going to be adding to their menu for breakfast, and that's going to be Sunday from 10 o'clock till 12:30. So don't come early because they usually start at 9, and this time it's going to be 10 o'clock.
Sleep in a little bit on a Sunday.
There you go.
Scotland Hometown Happenings with Peggy from the Scotland Journal every Friday on Q107.3. What's the basketball schedule look like for next week?
Well, we start out with the boys headed to Freeman on Monday, and our JV will start playing at 6:15, and then the Freeman girls will be here Tuesday, and our girls will start at 6:30 with the JV.
And more wrestling and more basketball.
Yes, and then wrestling will be in Gregory on Tuesday, and that all starts at 6:30. And then Thursday and Friday will end up the days. With Thursday, the ladies will be playing in Platte, and the boys will be hosting Ethan, and both of them will be at 6:30.
Busy week of basketball coming up.
Yes.
I know one thing, if you want to get a bunch of people in one spot at one time, serve Chislic.
Yes, and your opportunity to have that is going to be February 2nd at the VFW. They will be having Chislic from 5 to 7, and the bar will be opening at 4 o'clock for your pleasure.
There we go, Chislic. Everybody likes it. And a few events here a couple weeks away in February. What do we know?
We know that the 64th annual Groundhog Day Pancakes and Sausage will be on the 6th of February, and that will be served from 11 to 7 at the Olivet United Methodist Church.
Groundhog may stay in the hole this year.
He probably better.
That's how cold it is. And some postponements of makeups here. Youth wrestling was supposed to happen last week, but we have a new date on this.
We do. It's going to be February 10th.
Okay, youth wrestling coming up here in a couple of weeks. Scotland Journal's Peggy joins us. Let you know what's going on in the Scotland area this upcoming week. If people have any questions for you, how can they get a hold of you?
They can call 583-4419. They can stop by the office. That's located at 630 First Street. Or they can email me. And our email address is scottnews@gwtc.net.
Scotland Hometown Happening. Stay warm, Peggy. Next week not looking great, so we'll see what it's like next week.
Oh, good. You're the bearer of good news again.
That's right. If you thought this week was cold, well, enjoy next week, I guess.
Okay. Well, it is January, right?
It is. It's cold. We know what it is. We live up here for choice. So.
That's right. That's right.
All righty, Peggy. We'll see you next Friday.
Okay. Thanks, Travis.
That was Peggy from the Scotland Journal, one of our proud sponsors of Scotland Hometown Happenings. This show is made possible in part by these community-minded sponsors: the Scotland Chamber of Commerce, Scotland Good Samaritan Center, Poet Research Center, and the Landman Jungman Memorial Hospital. To listen to this edition of Scotland's Hometown Happenings online, visit our website at q107radio.com and click on Hometown Happenings.